Hello, Silver Creek Fellowship family. I am so excited that today, officially, we are launching our very first ever 21 days of prayer and fasting. As part of this 21 days of prayer and fasting, each morning for the next 21 days, I'm going to do a small live devotional and prayer here on Facebook, and also uploading this to my podcast channel, Your Daily Bible Podcast. And I just want to encourage you over this next 21 days, this would be an intentional time for you to spend more time with the Lord. Because the question we need to ask ourselves, that we need to start here with, is when you think about your prayer life, when you think about your reliance on prayer, where would you grade yourself? How would you consider your doing in this area of prayer? Because I think if we're honest, all of us feel a sense that prayer is one of those areas, as the Bible tells us, is just, it can be hard. It can be challenging. It can be difficult. And so over this next 21 days, what my hope is that through just a renewed connection to the Lord in prayer, that you would discover just how wonderful, how rich, how good, how awesome He is, and that it would be transformative for you as you continue down this road of becoming more and more like Jesus and discovering His dream for your life. So if I were to ask you today, if Jesus were to show up and come and sit down with you and have a conversation with you, how many of you would know what you would want to ask Him for? If He said, hey, you can ask me for anything, what would you ask Him for? Because I find it really interesting that when the disciples watched and listened to Jesus pray, the thing that they wanted more than anything is they wanted Jesus to teach them how to pray. And so they asked Him, Jesus, would you teach us how to pray? And friends, I believe with all my heart that today, if your desire is to grow in your prayer life, if your desire is to spend more time with Jesus in prayer, I just firmly believe that God's desire is to meet you in this and to help you, to deepen your relationship with Him, for you to be able to grow and take your next steps in this wonderful key aspect of prayer. So let me read to you today, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. It says, while Jesus was here on earth, He offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue Him from death. And God heard His prayers because of His deep reverence for God. I think this is such a key thing for you and I to understand, that while Jesus was on this earth, He relied on prayer. Jesus prayed. We know this was His rhythm, His routine. He regularly removed Himself from the busyness of ministry. He regularly set aside time and separated Himself to spend with the Father in prayer. And as Hebrews tells us, Jesus's prayers were anything but bland or boring. He was crying out to the Lord. He was in tears before God because he knew that he was in desperate need of God's power, God's help, God's direction and leadership in his life while he was here on this earth. And friends, if that's true of Jesus, how much more true should it be of us? How many of us have become so self-reliant, relying on our own strength, relying on our own wisdom, that we are missing out on this wonderful gift that God has for each and every one of us? His lordship, His strength, His wisdom, His leadership in our life. Let's pray. God, I pray today that over this next 21 days, that what we would discover as we are more intentional about spending time with you in prayer and fasting, is we would discover just how unbelievably good you are. We would discover that you desire to speak to us. We would discover that you desire to lead us. We would discover that you desire to give us your strength and your power and your help in everyday situations and circumstances of our lives. We would discover just how good, how wonderful, how awesome you really are. And it would draw us deeper and deeper into relationship with you. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you are helping us. Thank you that you, by your Spirit, help us when we don't know how to pray. And I just pray, God, that this would be a time, this would be a real mark in our life of transformative time spent with you and how you met us in prayer. I thank you that I know in advance that you're willing to do this. And so we just praise you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Silver Creek Fellowship family, I love you. Can't wait to see you all today as we really get this kicked off here. If you aren't part of the Silver Creek Fellowship family, we would just like to invite you this morning. We've got a 9:30 and an 11 o'clock service that you are welcome to join us for as we kick off our 21 days of prayer and fasting.